think it's just amazing to see where even in the case of the powerlifting, where one yes in your local gym, where that's led you and how that's even opened doors for you and for, you know, for teammates who are like, oh my goodness, I can never do that. I just, listening to your story today has really made me even think about what's held me back from saying yes to something myself, and why is that? And man, if I could just start to dream a little bit and say yes and find that crew around me that's going to cheer me on, where would that lead? And I think sometimes we don't even know where that'll lead to. It's just a matter of being willing to put ourselves out there and say yes in the first place.
This is the Bridge Podcast.
Welcome to The Bridge. This month, it's Catalyst's turn to take the mic. Hi, I'm Kelsey White, and I'm co-hosting today with Rachel Melhoff. I am so excited to be leading the Catalyst ERG for 2025. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I have been with Farm Credit Services of America for 5 years. I started as an account specialist, then I took the role as a peer team expert for our customer experience specialist team. And most recently, I took a leader role and have the privilege of leading our closing specialist team on the west side of Iowa. Personally, I have a son who is a senior in high school, a daughter who's a freshman, and my husband farms and raises cattle in northwest Iowa. I joined Catalyst because I believe in the mission to empower women, because when women are confident and empowered, we can do unbelievable things. Rachel, would you like to introduce yourself?
Thanks, Kelsey. And as she mentioned, my name is Rachel Melhoff, and I'm the leader sponsor for the Catalyst ERG. A bit of background on me is that I just passed 21 years with Farm Credit Services of America, where I started out as a financial officer. In 2015, I moved into the operations leader role, and since 2023, have been serving as RVP of Customer Experience in the Iowa South Dakota CX region. That covers Sioux Falls, South Dakota, as well as Emmitsburg and Sheldon, Iowa. Outside of work, I enjoy getting outdoors. So anybody who knows me, I especially enjoy being in the mountains, and I'm usually planning my next adventure that includes some sort of exploration and hiking. I'm also interested in all things health and wellness and spend time teaching fitness and yoga classes here in the Sioux Falls area. Personally, I'm a proud aunt of 11 nieces and nephews, and you can often find me cheering them on in their activities and sporting events. Today, we have a guest with us that has a really interesting story, and I can't wait to hear her share. Lynn Pettig is someone who both Kelsey and I had the privilege to meet and listen to last fall at our All Leader Conference. She currently serves as the chair of the A Country Board of Directors, and we are excited that she's agreed to share her amazing story with us today. Welcome, Lynn. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Certainly. My name is Lynn Pettig. I have been a director since 2015. I started out with United Farm Credit, which then merged with A Country. I have been chair of the A Country board for just over a year. It has been kind of a busy time for me to be chair. I farm with my husband, Todd, in Southwest Minnesota. We raise corn and soybeans. And just to give you an idea of where I am at in Minnesota, Redwood Falls is my home A Country office, and my loan officer is out of the Marshall office. I also have a sole practice accounting business. I have two sons, age 30 and 27, and two daughter-in-laws that I would have handpicked had I been able to. My four grandchildren are the absolute light of my life. It's true what they say. Being a grandparent is a pretty good gig.
Lynn, we are so excited to hear more about you. But since we have you, both Rachel and I would like to start with questions that everyone listening is probably wondering. As the director and chair of the Ag Country Board, could you please share with us from your perspective, how do you believe collaboration is going?
Well, from my perspective, the collaboration is going very well. Of course, there's been a few bumps along the way, but I truly believe that we are on the path to success. Early on in the collaboration talks, our chair at the time, Greg Sabalik, said, let's all just throw our Legos in the middle of the room and see what we can build. And that quickly turned into our informal motto as we were meeting to discuss and plan the collaboration. In the end, I truly feel like overall we have taken what was best of all three associations and implemented those ideas to make a better and stronger collaboration than any one organization on its own. There's still a lot of change happening, and certain teammates will feel that change much more than others. I just want to give each of those teammates a personal message to just stay the course. I appreciate each and every one of you who are taking this opportunity to learn and to grow. And I would just like to say that I think we're all ready for the final technology conversion in October, and it will definitely be a time to celebrate after that.
I think we could all agree there, that's for sure.
Definitely. It really resonates with me what you said about taking the blocks and throwing them in the center of the room and coming out with the best option. And I think for myself included and many of the other teammates, we're just at different spots in the process, right? We just got an update. We're probably halfway through, and it's going to be a while before we get the full technology rollout. And we can all agree that these days change is inevitable. And the collaboration has been and will continue to impact teammates across all three associations, really. And it really had me thinking that in times of significant change, our mindset has an impact in how we approach that change and how it impacts us as well. There's a quote that I came across once that's really stuck with me, and it says, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how we react to it. And so I'd be curious, as we continue our conversation even today, how that's proven true for you and your stories as we move on to other topics.
One other thing I might add too is the collaboration isn't just a change for these organizations. It is turning out to be a system-wide change. It's making everyone open their eye about collaborating across the entire Farm Credit system, and it wouldn't surprise me if we saw other organizations taking the same path that we did.
I think it's pretty cool to think about how each of our teammates they're going through a lot of change. They're doing a lot of learning, but to see that big picture and how we are making a difference. We talk about how we're difference makers with our teammates, with our customers. But Lynn, you bring a perspective that is we're making a difference in the entire, like you said, with everyone. And it's pretty cool to witness and be a part of. Switching gears a little, Lynn, I would love to hear about your journey in becoming chair of the Ag Country Board. Is this something you knew you wanted to do?
No, it is not something I knew I wanted to do. when I first met Kelsey, I think is when we had the discussion about my year of yes. Am I remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
So we met at the leadership conference this fall in Lake Tahoe, and she drew my story out of me. So I'll share a little bit of that here, but I consciously made a decision to have a year of yes. There's so many things nowadays, or even then, that was several years ago, but in social media and everything is always telling you to say no, say no, say no. And I just decided that even if something scared me, if it was something new, if I was approached with something, I was just going to say yes. And during that time is when the nominating committee came and asked me if I wanted to be on the United Board or to run for the United Board. And so I said yes to that. And there's a couple other things I said yes to, which we'll talk about, but I'll go through this story. But so I got on the United Board and found out that I did just have a passion for being on the board. The co-op model, the shareholders being the owners, the customers, you know, being the owners. And we merged with Ag Country, and I just got better at what I was doing, got more involved. And I had a few mentors of mine on the board that told me that they thought I should be vice chair, which in our board governance means you're vice chair for 2 years and then you're chair. So you have a little runway to learn. And so I said yes to that. I said, yes, I would do that. And it was, in hindsight, one of the best decisions I've ever made. And I was very scared and very nervous when I first said yes. And it's turned out to be one of the best decisions I've ever made. And So it started out as a year of yes. It kind of turned it turned into a longer term, probably a few years of yes. And it's honestly just now become part of how I make decisions or what I think about when I'm asked to do something. Last year, one of my fellow board members challenged me to get more involved in the legislative part of being on the board, and I did not think that was in my wheelhouse. I did not think I was going to like that. And it turned out that I absolutely love it. It has turned into a passion of mine to educate about women in agriculture. I just had a group of leaders in DC that a country sponsored that was a group of women leaders. And we did hill visits and met with some other top ag people and just did education on farm credit in the ag system, women in agriculture, and it was unbelievable how we were received in Washington, D.C. by any senator or congressperson that we met with. We were re there representing six associations, 10 states, and over $100 billion in farm credit assets, and it was an amazing trip. So that's kind of where my yes to getting on the board has taken me through the whole farm credit system. And I should give a plug to you. We the three of us were talking about this before we started recording on the podcast. But last week I met with Jean Siegel of FCCS, and she runs. Or has started and runs, it's called The Village, which is a group system-wide for female employees in the farm credit system. And it's all about women empowerment and mentorship. And so any of you who haven't checked that out, you need to check out The Village by FCCS. But they're going to roll that out to female directors across the system. And so she's asked me to be involved in that. And she doesn't know what role I'm going to play yet because she's just getting it going. But I'm hoping to be able to do something with her to get that rolled out to the female directors in the farm credit system across the United States.
I think that's so cool, Lynn. What intrigues me is how you talk about how where you started and where you went, and it all started with a simple tap on the shoulder or someone cheering you on in your corner, pushing you. So your year of yes really evolved from one little thing to more and more. I was recently reading some of Mel Robbins' books. I've been kind of on a kick of hers lately, and something that she said kind of sticks out to me. She says, pushing yourself to do simple actions create chain reactions in your confidence. So what I think is really cool is it really talks about your story. You had simple actions. You decided, yeah, I can do this. I can say yes to that. And then you go from there to being in DC with working with women in ag. So there's all those simple actions led to confidence and led to building, and your career has just developed and been more prosperous because of it. So I think that's really a cool story to tell. So often we hear as women, well, I'm just not confident in that, so I'm just going to say no. I'm not ready for it. I'm not confident in it. And your story, you basically did the opposite. You said yes, and the confidence came. So I think that's really cool to think about, that action is what creates the confidence. And so doing those little steps is what's going to build that confidence and get you to continue on.
100%. You can't wait until you feel like you're ready because then you're never going to do it. You have to just jump in and honestly sometimes figure it out as you go. And it helps to have people around you that are cheering you on, but you don't always need that because I've done some things too that my friends or family thought I was crazy, and I like powerlifting, which I think we're going to get into that. But I mean, so sometimes you have to do it on your own, but it's always been worth it, everything that I've done.
It's really inspiring to hear how one yes really does link to another yes, and it has helped build your confidence. And And you're right. I think something that stood out to Kelsey and I as we started to hear your story was like, powerlifting? What? How did this get started? How did this yes show up for you? And not only that, you're a power lifter, you're a champion in powerlifting. And so I'm curious more about like what led to that yes, and how did that story play out?
So yes, I will tell that story. So I was around that in my initial, time period of saying yes, I was going to a local gym, and at that type of gym, it's kind of a smaller boutique gym, and they would rate programs for you. And so they had put some barbell work in my program, and I liked it, and they just kept adding more. And then they got a coach in that had a powerlifting background. And he kept asking me to do a powerlifting meet. And I kept saying, no, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And then I kind of started this year of yes. And I was like, how bad can it be? Like, I'm going to be nervous. You know, you have to wear a singlet in public. You know, that was a big thing, which I found out in hindsight, that's a big thing for a lot of women who want to get into powerlifting. But I finally said yes, and I did my first meet, and I never looked back. I loved it. I found out I'm good at it. I have a passion for it. And so that was my first sanctioned meet was in 2018. And just this last September, I won my age and weight class at nationals. So I'm first time national champion. So it was pretty exciting.
And I would say for those of you that are listening, we can see Lynn here in her background. She has a couple of different walls. The wallpaper is, I think, some of the powerlifting awards that you've received over time. Is that right?
Yeah. What they're seeing behind me is all my Minnesota national and world records that I've won competing. I put those. I print those off and put them on my wall after every meet. And actually, I think now that I'm looking at it behind me, I'm missing a few. So you guys, next time you see it, I'll maybe see a few more behind me.
I think it's just amazing to see where even in the case of the powerlifting, where one yes in your local gym, where that's led you and how that's even opened doors for you and for. You know, for teammates who are like, oh my goodness, I can never do that. Listening to your story today has really made me even think about what's held me back from saying yes to something myself. And why is that? And man, if I could just start to dream a little bit and say yes and find that crew around me that's going to cheer me on, where would that lead? And I think sometimes we don't even know where that'll lead to. It's just a matter of being willing to put ourselves out there and say yes in the first place.
I love that message about you're not even sure where it would lead you, because if you had told me when I did my first powerlifting meet that I would, even be competing at nationals, I mean, I have been so grateful for every step along the way. The first nationals I competed at was like, I dreamed about this 2 years ago, and then winning nationals, I never even imagined that would ever happen. And back to being chair of the board, I certainly did not get on the board to become board chair. And I am grateful each and every day that the rest of my board trusts me within this position to take us through this collaboration. So it's been an exciting time.
For sure. And I think a good message out there too is, you started this in 2018 and you became national champion in 2025. I'm sure there was a lot of work and a lot of failure along the way. And so I think we want to address that too, that saying yes doesn't always mean that you're going to get where you want to be that first time, but you have to take those little steps and those little actions and not be afraid to fail sometimes.
Yes, right. You're right. It's not ever a linear path, and you just need to keep showing up and keep being consistent. And as my powerlifting coach reminds me quite often, is you need to have a short memory with a failure. You just need to move on. And sometimes it's even better to have a shorter memory with the successes, because you can't just sit and ride on that high of winning without continuing to put in the work. I mean, you still need to keep showing up.
What a great reminder that growth is a never-ending process, right? Success may be a one point in time, but growth is forever. And saying yes, the next thing can lead to additional growth.
Oh yeah, that's a perfect message. Perfectly said.
I think too, tying back to collaboration and what our teammates are going through, sometimes yes gets told for you, right? Some of these changes are things that teammates maybe didn't expect or weren't ready for, but being able to say yes and have that mindset that Rachel talked about and know that you might have some failures, but we're going to move on from those and we're going to grow from them. I mean, it can be personal. It can be professional. There's so many times in life that there's changes, like we talked about, changes inevitable, but just to kind of tie it all back, you know, say yes and take those chances, and those itty bitty little actions are just going to add up to great confidence. So
I couldn't agree more about when sometimes the yes is said for you, but that's the opportunity to figure out what you can do in that moment to make it better, to find growth, and just find the good out of what's going to happen on that. And sometimes it takes a while. I mean, I think some of this change is, not going to lie, I think some of this change can be pretty hard, but I think coming out the other side is going to be well worth it.
I think that resonated with me, what you just said, because just in leading teammates over time, sometimes hearing them originally say, maybe I'm a little scared or I'm uncomfortable. I don't know that I can do this. But now 8 months, a year later, saying, I am so proud of myself. Look at this. Look how far I've come. And I think sometimes we put a little bit of self-limiting belief in play, and to see and cheer teammates on through that and see them get to the other side is so awesome. And it just does, again, it comes back to that saying that yes, the mindset, and knowing there will be hard days and it isn't linear. Like you said, that line looks very different from person to person. Ultimately though, it will lead to growth. And I think that's what we're looking for.
Yeah, that's an amazing message.
I like when you think about it too, how you said my former self would be so proud of where I'm at today. And I think a lot of us can resonate when you look back at your teenage years or your 20s or 30s, depending on how old you are. Everyone's in different spots in their age too. But you know, my 20-year-old self would be really proud of where I've gotten. So, or would be very surprised too. Maybe it's something, you know, I think about that. My 20-year-old self would be like, really? You live in Iowa and you married a farmer? I grew up in Denver, Colorado. And I was a city girl. So there's, you know, it's just weird how life takes you different places, and saying yes is the right step to keep that change and keep moving forward.
Yeah, sometimes the hardest and most uncomfortable things we do turn out to be the best things we've ever done.
Well, Lynn, I just really want to thank you for saying yes, not only to your life, but also to Rachel and I, in behalf of Team Catalyst, to open up and share your story with all of us. This story is just the beginning, and I cannot wait to see where 2025 takes you.
And I just want to say I appreciate both of you asking me to join you on this podcast, and it's been refreshing to hear your point of view on everything. So thank you very much.